And you have to play that real cool. That's why I don't go to theatre, you know. I was a virgin therapist of it. I went to see Hair, the original run of it. My sister...
So did I was 12.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm the same age as you then. So I was at the end of the
row. I've got more hair.
I was at the end of the row. And the audience, then they came down off the stage singing Let the Sun Shine In, yeah. And a man positioned himself here, and the old fella was there. And they were singing Let the Sun Shine In. And to this day, that's why I don't go to the theatre. I'm terrified the cast are going to come down and do something like that. You must have, in the early part of the career, did you...
I was terrified of being nude, because I used to get... I grew up in Swaziland, which... was a tiny country in the middle of Southeast Africa, and I used to get plays and players on subscription, and every month there were all these pictures from the plays above the reviews of actors, you know, with their danglies hanging out.
Sure.
And the women were usually clothed, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, God, I so desperately want to be an actor, but I can't possibly be in this magazine if they see me sort of... So I was very relieved when the 80s came along and they put clothes back on people again.
You ever been in a suit? You know, the actors always say, oh, I played the Savaloy in the ad for the... Have you ever done work that, if we dug it out of the archives, and I promise we haven't got some cute clip coming up, but have you ever got anything you could say now, well, if you ever watched that commercial or that old episode of Coronation Street,
a Vauxhall commercial where I was supposed to be a pop star who didn't want to go to the fans in the limo, but chose to go in some poxy hatchback.
I remember that.
And then met a girl with a dog for a Schweppes. So, yeah, those were my two sort of sphincter-winking winking moments.
Is that what ads are? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. So what are you going to do? Are you going to eventually go out to Hollywood? Because I'm surprised that you're around. You know, they say, oh, Richard E. Grant's around. I said, he lives in the States now, doesn't he? I presume...
I've never lived there. I spent 10 months of the year there last year. I did the play and then Dracula and then... Age of Innocence with Scorsese, which I, you know, was a great run. And then I've been away from my family. I have a 4.5-year-old daughter who is gorgeous.
Yeah, you bet.
And so being away that long is too long.
Yeah. Just touching on Dracula, I know we've got to wrap up. Did you have any scenes?
Don't talk about Keanu's accent, please. It's not my responsibility.
Oh, it makes Dick Van Dyke sleep easier these days. did you have any scenes? I didn't see Dracula, and that's not being diplomatic. I just didn't see it. Did you have any scenes with Gary in the full makeup at any point? You know,
yeah.
A lot of the in between scenes, do you sort of just talk about this and that, and he's got all the gubbins on? Is it like that?
No, they had to carry him off because he had one bat suit on, and he could hardly walk. He was on sort of haunches. We're moving around like this. They literally had four people come and pick him up and crater him off.
You don't pass him in the corridor.
Pipes down for air so that, you know, everything could breathe down below.
You don't pass him in the corridor, say, Gary?
Just pass each other, just in the full kit.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Finally, what do you want to do? What is the role, either an established one that you would have liked to have done or one you have yet to do?
Role to do?
Top of the head, I won't hold you to it. Anything else?
The part that Donald Sutherland played in MASH.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it was just a brilliant part, and it was the first time that I'd seen him. And he grew up in a very small town in Canada, and I grew up in a very small town, and he had a very long face when Robert Redford was the big deal. And I thought, well, if he could get there, and he was 6'2" and didn't look like Robert Redford, well, he really gave me hope. So,
yeah, it's a dead cool role, isn't it?
Yeah.
A very cool role. But look what happened to him. Can't see it possibly happening to Richard E. Grant right there. Thank you very much.